Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applaud Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton. We've got a great show for you tonight. I don't mean to talk quickly, but we just had a disconnection. Scott, I am so sorry if you were wondering where I went. Before we start, folks, and Scott, especially you, if you don't hear me, don't go away. I just have to reconnect. I knew it was too good to be true. We've been having issues with our platform, and I think what the problem is that they have too many people using their broadband at the same time that I'm doing it, because I've done shows on Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, and they went smoothly, no interruptions whatsoever. And now tonight we're having an issue. So if you don't hear me, Scott, don't hang up. So anyway, guys, I apologize if that happens. You've gotten a spiel before, because it's happened within the show within the last 2 months especially. So anyway, we've got a great show tonight, and I can't wait to have him back on. His name is Scott Wood. He's been on before, and he's a comedian. He's a clean comedian, and he's funny as heck. I'll say heck because he's a clean comedian, and he does great impressions. And last time he was on the show, he was talking about a new show that he was starting, a comedy cooking show called Something Smells Funny, and it's been greenlit, and it's going. And so without further ado, welcome to the show, comedian Scott Wood. Scott, how are you, sir?
Thank you so much. And I can hear you. Hope you can hear me.
Yes, I can. And I apologize. You got cut off right in the middle of speaking. And I apologize for that. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
I have no control over it. It's not me. I don't
know
what the issue is.
No worries.
But listen.
No worries. Thanks for having me back on. We were talking about Trump, and then it went dead. So maybe that had something to do with it. Maybe it's my Trump impression.
There you go. There you go. But congratulations on Something Smells Funny. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, we're super excited. It got greenlit, and the first season, all five episodes, are currently streaming on Tubi TV. That's T-U-B-I, Tubi TV. Mm-hmm. There's thousands of free movies and TV shows and original content like my new show. So if you love to cook and you love to laugh, have I got a show for you. Something Smells Funny, the cooking show with comedians, and we're having so much fun. And next month we should find out how we're looking. It looks really fantastic, and it looks like we're going to be picked up for a second season and hopefully beyond. But it's where comedy and cooking, think of the Food Network meets Comedy Central, and there you go.
Right, right. And, I wanted to ask you, where's the cooking being done? Is that your house?
No, that's at the executive producer's house, Dr. Timothy Watson, who helped greenlight the show, get it all filmed, put all the finances in it. He executive produced it, and his kitchen, he's got a huge house out here in Southern California up on the hill, and with giant kitchen. So big that we had the whole camera crew in there, four-camera shoot. We had a live audience, it just looks great. For those of you who have seen it, thanks for watching, or if you've seen the trailer. You got to go check it out on Tubi TV, and I think you're going to love it. We've got great comics like Mark Christopher Lawrence, Jimmy Brogan, Victoria Jackson from Saturday Night Live, Bobby Collins, and so many others scheduled to come. In fact, it was kind of sad because we were going to have Louis Anderson come on, and of course we just lost Louis. We can talk about that later, but we got Paul Rodriguez coming on, Fritz Coleman, Joey Medina, Tom Dreesen, big names, small names, all the hilarious comics, you know, from the past to the present, and just coming on. I help them cook one of their favorite dishes. I interview them. It's just a lot of fun, you know, comics stopping by the kitchen and we're having a great time.
Right, right. And the reason I asked if it was your kitchen is because I can tell it was somebody's actual kitchen. I'm like, damn, he's got a big kitchen. And I didn't think you had that big of a family. I think, what do you got, just two kids, right?
Yeah, just two kids. We had three, but one of them was able to gnaw through the ropes and escape. So, if you're gonna tie them down, you gotta use extra ropes. But
I think
my kitchen is not that big. It's about half that size.
Chains work better.
Chains do.
Tie the kids down. Yeah, they can't gnaw through.
Sure.
You know.
Exactly.
And what is this dry bar special? What is that? Your dry bar special.
Well, dry bar has been around for years, and they have all the clean comics, you know. I did mine about 2 years ago. It's a 45-minute special, and it's going to be released. It was supposed to be released sometime this month, so I will definitely keep you in the loop, and you can keep your listeners posted.
Sure.
But, it's just a brand-new comedy special. You can go to Dry Bar. That's DryBar, drybar.com. They even have Dry Bar Facebook. They're on Instagram. But it's just all these great stand-up comics doing their 40-minute special. And I filmed mine almost 2019, or was it right after that? Well, anyway, then the pandemic hit. You know, that's the excuse for everyone, the pandemic. Mm-hmm. But it's all done, and they're getting ready to release it either this month or next month. So look for Scott Wood Live, Mr. Punchline, on Dry Bar Comedy. So it's nationwide.
Right. That's great. That's great. And obviously, like we were talking before we got on the air, the pandemic, we're on. So are you back touring now? Are you doing live gigs?
Yeah, I am. I'm back this whole year. At the end of last year was fantastic for me. Around summertime, the show started picking back up. Some of them were outdoors. A lot of them was social distancing.
Yeah.
Everyone's still covered up. You know, Joanne, with everyone wearing masks, it's never been a better time for ugly people.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Exactly.
And I know that. My wife makes me wear my mask indoors. It's crazy. Too much. I told my friend, keep wearing your mask. You might finally meet someone.
Right, exactly. Well, it's funny. I used to say during the pandemic, it's like, I like it. I can walk out of the house. Nobody knows who I am, and I could look like shit, and who gives a crap, you know? They don't know
it's
me.
No one does.
You know?
And my wife, she just wears makeup from the eyes up.
Me too. Oh, my God, it's so funny. I just put on my eye makeup. That's it. I just put on my eye stuff and I go out.
So there you go.
How funny is that?
Mask is your friend.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Well, I don't go out, but when I do, you know. So anyway, but you know, I love your impressions too. You know, I love your impressions. Who's the most requested that you get when you're doing a show?
A lot of people still love Trump. This is Donald Trump. A tremendous, tremendous, terrific, terrific. I love it. Just ran into Nancy Pelosi in the men's room. Just crazy stuff like that. Barack Obama still a favorite. Well. My. America, Donald Trump is a bully. Bully.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always good. Liam Neeson, I'm working on my Biden, Joe Biden. Out with the old and in with the older.
Ah!
I'm telling you, the man. I don't want to say Joe Biden is old, Joanne, but the man has an autographed picture of Moses.
Yeah, right.
It's crazy.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
I know.
When he went to school, there was no history.
You're right.
Well, I don't know if I'm right. But these are the jokes, people. But
you
got
to move on with the,
new.
You got to be fresh. I mean, you got to change with the times. So, I mean. You got to really be on your toes with what's happening. So,
yeah, especially with everything going on and the virus. My friend just caught the Delta on Southwest. It's crazy. And the Omicron. Now we have the Omicron. That sounds like one of those Transformers, like a sick Autobot.
Right.
I am not sure.
Oh.
But
well,
when I heard
Omicron, the first thing that came to me was Omicron from Kodachrome.
Right. Mama, don't catch that Omicron. Mama, don't catch that Omicron.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, who knows, but we're trying to get through this, but the audiences are still coming out and the fans are still there. For all of 2020 and most of 2021, me and all my comic friends were mostly on social media platforms.
Yeah.
On Zoom
yeah.
and Facebook
yeah.
Lives and things like that. So, it was really weird. In fact, during the lockdown, I actually had a colonoscopy and a prostate exam in the same month. I had a Groupon. I don't know if you do the group. And what was weird, Joanne, is my prostate exam was on Zoom. That's weird. You got to hold the phone right between your legs just right and use a filter.
Yeah, well, how do you think the gynecological visits go?
I'm telling you, my colonoscopy was live streaming.
Oh, my God.
It was
nuts.
Plus,
oh,
there was curbside
geez.
Service. You just hang your behind out the window, and there's a fire hose. I'm very fresh.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So
go.
Now, where are you? I know you said you're playing live. Where are you basically doing? The West Coast? Are you touring all over the place? Where
yeah.
Are we,
right
where
now,
are
not. Right now, I'm all through California. I was just out of state for a couple of things in November and December. But right now we're just so far just doing all through California. Out here in Southern California, I'm at we have a big, huge winery in Los Angeles. I'll be there on the 28th of this month with some other comics at the Los Angeles Winery doing a big night of clean comedy. And then I'm really excited. We got two shows, and I think if any of your West Coast listeners are out here in Southern California, and it's almost sold out, it's on the 29th of this month, January 29th, the last Saturday, and I'm going to be at the beautiful Merck Theater, M-E-R-C, the Merck Theater in Temecula, California, and there's two shows. The first one is completely sold out, but the second one still has seats available. And if you just go to M-E-R-C, Merck Theater in California, you'll be able to find out all the information there. So I've got that one coming up. I got some Valentine's shows coming up next month over Valentine's weekend. And then I'm back at the winery again on the 25th of February. And just, things here and there as they come up. But just been doing a lot of great shows and got a couple of movies that I've been tapped to film later this year. One of them is called the 50 and Over Club. So that's going to be kind of like an ensemble comedy with a bunch of guys and girls. One of those, I don't know what you really want to call it, what type of genre that is, but like a romantic comedy, I guess. So I play one of the guys in the movie, the funny sidekick. And then there's another one coming up where I'm going to play a newscaster, a news reporter rather, and that'll be later in the year. And for some reason, the name of the movie escapes me because, as you know, I'm getting old. I'm in my late 40s. I'm 60.
Yeah.
And that's late.
Yeah, yeah. Writing anything else other than Something Smells Funny, or you think that's
well,
the only
we're,
one
we're
in
you? Well, we're working, yes, I have. We had the sitcom, the My Life in Punchlines. We did the pilot, and, that never really made it to network, so we're going to thinking about revamping that and getting it out there. And then, of course, the movie that I wrote, the feature film, which hopefully we can get that green lit as well. It's a suspense film called Manifest, and I'm hoping to try to get out there. We got real close with some backers, but then again, they give you the old, if you can't get anything right now or everything has gone wrong, everyone's just blaming the virus. So it's a great excuse. Hey, what do you mean I can't get any more ketchup? Oh, we're out. It's the virus. Or we don't serve lettuce here. The virus. We can't get lettuce. But of course, you know what? It's sad because people are not. There's hardly anybody going back to work. Unemployment is slowly rising, but a lot of places you just have to be patient because they're short with staff, to help out. So this whole crazy wacky virus. Am I right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the problem is people, they want, everybody wants instant gratification around here, you know. It's a different time, different era, different day, you know. It's not like when you were growing up where people had manners for each other or, you know, empathy, sympathy. It's gone. It's out the window for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh,
but,
yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. But, Scott, where can I know you have a website. Is it scottwood.com or is it mrpunchline.com? Which one is it?
Yeah, mrpunchline.com. And then, of course, if they want to follow me on Instagram, it's King of the Clean One-Liners, King of the Clean. And then it's the number one. And then liners. And then at Twitter, it's at Clean Comic because I'm clean. So at Clean Comic on Twitter and Facebook as well, Scott Wood or Mr. Punchline. They can follow me there and they can get all the information about upcoming shows or they can just call the office at 951-642-4165 and they can have me out in Midwest,
right.
East Coast, wherever. Have jokes,
yep.
We'll travel.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So what'd you do this weekend? Tell me something funny that happened to you this weekend.
Let me see. Something funny that happened to me this weekend. That's a good one. Being married for, well, we just celebrated 25 years married. So.
Oh, congrats. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, that just happened. Yeah. We've been married for 25 years. We've been happy for two. So that's,
congrats.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, my wife's African-American, so that means I'm black-owned.
Black-owned.
So
oh, my God.
I'm black-owned. Yes, yes, Joanne, remember this. Black wives matter.
That's right. So. That's right. That's right. Oh, boy. But she keeps you in check, that's for sure. Somebody's got to do it,
she
Scott.
She does. Someone has to, and because, again, yeah, because it's crazy out here, especially in Southern California. I watched the news last night. The crime in L.A. is rampant.
Mm.
A bunch of looters broke into a TJ Maxx and reorganized. So it was crazy. I don't know if you guys have a TJ Maxx where you live, but it's the most unorganized stuff strewn everywhere.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Thank God they
I
broke
know.
In. But crime is everywhere. You know, I was on the East Coast doing a show, and the guy says, hey, have you seen a cop around here? I said, no. He said, great, stick him up. So,
gotcha.
Oh, my God. But my wife is lucky. This is a true story. My wife yesterday found $20.
Yeah.
She said she just looked down, and it was lying there right in my wallet.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, I wanted to ask you before we get crazy here, talking about just laughing, when on Tubi can folks see you? When is it on? Or I guess it's when.
Oh, it's on all the time. You know, Tubi.
Yeah, I don't watch
Netflix
and that stuff. Yeah, so you got to tell me how to get that.
Good for you. Well, Tubi is a live streaming network, so and it's free. You can just upload it on your phone, your TV, your tablet, any device. So it's a streaming network, like a lot of them. So you can just watch it whenever. So just go to Tubi TV, T-U-B-I, and you can upload it on your phone or tablet or computer or, again, on your TV screen. Go to Tubi. It's all free. And then just type in something smells funny in the search bar, and there you go, and you'll see the first five episodes.
Nice, nice. So how many episodes were in the first season? Just the five, or there's
more than
first five?
The first season has the five, and now we're getting ready to hopefully, they wanted to run it for 6 months. We actually August of last year of 2021, August 13th. Actually, it was August the 13th, which is a Friday the 13th, which was not a bad day at all. It was a great day because that's when they debuted. The show there with the pilot episode and then the other four that followed. So we're really excited. And like I said, we have a great company. Everyone knows Bobby Collins. Everyone knows funny Victoria Jackson, the blonde from the original, Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, you know, we're losing a lot of comedians too. What's up with Betty White, Bob Saget, Louie Anderson?
I know.
What's happening?
I know. Well, I guess God needs to laugh because he's tired of seeing the freaking mess that we've created down here. I guess he needs some laughter, and he took the best with him, you know, for it. I don't know. It's just a shame. I am so numb to all these losses. I really am. I just can't anymore. It's like every week it's somebody else. It's like, come on, you know?
Yeah.
It's just crazy. It is.
It's just been crazy. I mean,
yeah.
Did
you ever work with any of those guys?
No, I never did. Although a friend of mine also passed away, Daryl Littleton, and he passed away just at the beginning of the, or just right at the end of last year. And he was a very funny comic, a black comic who wrote a lot of prolific books on black comedy. In fact, his major seller was Black Comedians on Black Comedy from the beginnings of black humor, you know, way back before vaudeville and minstrel shows and burlesque, all the way up until, you know, Richard Pryor and beyond, Eddie Murphy and all those guys. So, and we just lost him last year, and we had a service for him. And then right after that, it was Betty White, who we got to meet years ago, about three or four years ago. Well, maybe longer than that. I think it was about 6 or 7 years ago. My wife and I had seen her when she was signing her book. And then right after that, that's when she blew up. She blew up really big, you know, doing the, you know, being
Saturday Night
known
Live
for the more
and
comedy roles.
Yeah,
Saturday Night Live and being that, you know, that body character, that old, you know, rascal lady, you know, that she is. And so she
was
great.
Hot in Cleveland? Was it Hot in Cleveland, I think?
Hot in Baltimore. Hot in Cleveland. That's all right. You're right.
Hot in Cleveland.
That's Hot in Cleveland. So what a great, I mean, we lost such a national treasure. And again, everyone loved Louis Anderson. He was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
So funny and clean. Bob Saget, you know, from Full House and all that.
It's crazy.
So every time I go out, you know, I'm careful. I got the mask on, you know, social distance. You got to, I've been all vaxxed up with the booster, and that's another thing. You mentioned that, and people think, oh, my God, you know, they're trying to make us do this and make us do that. I just want to save my life, and I want to save your life. I don't really, I mean, I figure if you get the flu shot, why not get the other shot? You go to your doctor for so many other things. Why not just – it's just a shot. It's not magnetized. No one's – the government isn't tracking you. It's there's a lot of weird things that people think about the shot. So,
any jokes about the shot?
To me, it was just a jab in the arm, and that's it.
Yeah, any jokes about the shot or COVID?
Well, when I was scheduled, originally when I was for my first two shots, I was really upset because I found out it wasn't alcohol. So, but that third shot was, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
And it hurts, you know, the shot, like later on, your arm gets really sore. The first one feels like you got hit by Mike Tyson. The second one feels like you got punched by Cicely Tyson.
Yeah.
So it's not so bad. Especially since she's no longer living. It didn't hurt that much, but you know what happened is I found out, did you know the virus was started by an Asian gentleman named Ah Chu?
Bless you. Bless you.
Because that's nice.
Ah Chu.
Ah Chu was his name.
Ah Chu.
So make sure you mask up and enjoy going out to those beautiful super spreaders.
Yeah, right. Well, the sooner everybody gets vaccinated and wears masks and stops spreading this thing, it'll be over. I don't know why people don't get it. I don't understand, but we're not going to go there. I try not to be political on this show. I try not to be.
Yeah.
But my passion for my country comes out a lot, and, you know, I can't help it. But it's been a long time since I've done that, so I'm not going to do that.
I tell people, look, you know me. I say, look, if you didn't get your shot, that's fine. Just please do me a favor, for God's sakes. Don't touch me.
Right.
Don't
I have to say this. I don't wish any ill will on anyone, but these people who are like so anti-vax and they convincing people not to get vaccinated and they wind up dying from it. And it's like, and then they have the audacity to do a GoFundMe. Are you kidding me? I'm sorry. Yeah. I got a problem with that. So
that's what you just told me. You know what? Go fund yourself.
Yeah, go fund yourself. Anyway. There you go. There you go, Scott. There you go. Go fund yourself. I like that one. That's clean. Go fund yourself.
Yeah. But yeah, it's crazy. But so many people I know have ended up getting it, and they didn't want to get the shot, and then they got super sick. And a lot of them, you know, got so sick they were on ventilators and different things like that. And thank God they pulled through. But and a lot of them finally said, you know what, you were right. We should have gotten the shot. It's very real. You know, when you end up in the hospital, you realize, you know what, maybe a shot in the arm wasn't that bad compared to me having tubes coming out of my face.
Right. Well, don't hate me, please. Nobody out there, please don't hate me. But I have no sympathy anymore. I don't. I don't have any sympathy. I mean, what more can you be given, you know, to make this help you and help the country, help everybody? And I have no sympathy anymore. And like I said, I don't wish anything on anybody. I feel bad they got it, but I am not sympathetic anymore. If you don't get it by now, you got a problem. So whatever.
Right.
You know, I mean, my spouse is in the medical field, and it's disgusting what they're going through. I mean, I feel bad for them that they have to deal with this.
Yes.
That's not right. You know, it's not right. So,
no, it's not.
Anyway,
they see so much.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, it's just ridiculous. But, I again, let's not go there because we're supposed to be laughing. So, and I don't want to get on a soapbox here. Because now they have pods. They don't use soapboxes anymore. How do you stand on a soapbox when you got pods now?
It's I'm getting up on my Tide Pods.
How do you use a soapbox when you got Tide Pods now?
There you go.
You could use that one. You could use that one. I'm kidding.
I will. We got and plus the Tide Pods, we're keeping it clean. We're keeping it clean, you know?
That's right. Tide was the only thing I remember growing up with. My whole life, commercials was always Tide. It was always Tide. Fab or Tide. I think we're around the same age, aren't we? I think we're the same age, aren't we?
I think we are. My back goes out more than I do, so I'm getting up there.
Yeah, we're definitely the same age then, yes. My back is definitely out more than my body goes out, that's for sure.
I'm telling you, if you get older, it's too much. I'm finding new wrinkles in places I shouldn't have a wrinkle.
I know, right? Oh, my God. Well, at least the wrinkles on my face, I'm kind of proud of. They're from laughing. So that's all they're from. They're from being happy. So they're happy.
They're all laugh lines.
They're all laugh lines. Yep. So I'm happy about that. I'm not ashamed of my lines on my face. So, but anyway, so okay. So give me a meal that I know you're in the kitchen with these guys. So give me a meal that was to die for, and like who made it, and one that was absolutely horrible, and who made it? What was it, and who made it?
Well, you know, none of them were really horrible. They were actually, and they were all so different, you know. But Mark Christopher Lawrence, who a lot of people know from the TV series Chuck on NBC, and movies like The Terminator 2, and oh my gosh, just so many endless credits, who's a great stand-up comic. He made a delicious fish, a grouper, with rice and vegetables, and it was absolutely delicious. Of course, Victoria Jackson made an incredible salad that was just so good. And then Bobby came on with something really healthy. You know, he had a nice healthy omelet and then a spinach drink that we blended up. I made it kind of like a smoothie with fresh fruit in it, and that was really good. And then and Jimmy Brogan came on with his you know, he's not married, so he calls it the bachelor hummus. And if you love hummus, you're going to love this. And what's great, what I love about the show is it's, you know, it's just a nice talk show in the kitchen. It's real loose. I do a monologue right up front, like all the great comics. I do a 3 to 4 minute comedy monologue, and then we just bring the comic out after we show a clip. And, you know, they bring the dish out, and I just interview them while I'm helping them make it. But all the recipes are right up on the screen. So as you're following along, you know, you can make the dish yourself. And all the recipes are on the website at somethingsmellsfunny.tv and .net. So if they want to go there, they can see all the different recipes that we have. And we're even in trying to work it out with a cold pack company right now. I think the deal is going to happen where once the show gets up and going, you know, all those ingredients that we're going to use for the show can be just cold pack delivered to your house, and then you can go ahead and make it yourself.
So, there you go.
Or, you know, get it ahead of time. Yeah, so we're really excited about that with the food distribution companies that are getting on board and all the different sponsors right now that are sponsoring the show during the commercial breaks when you see it there on Tubi. So, which is always good because next month we'll finally start seeing some residual checks.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm married with kids, so I'm broke, Joanne. I'm broke.
Yep. I know. I'm so broke I can't pay attention. I'm kidding.
Hey, I'm telling you, I can't even afford advice.
I know, anyway. Right? Now, I know the guests are cooking. Do you cook at all, or are you just helping them?
You know, I'm helping them, but I do some cooking. My wife does all the cooking. You know, she's a fantastic cook. And so hopefully, you know, we're going to have there's two other ways we've pitched this to the networks that they really like as well, which helped get it on TV, is not only are we the live show in the kitchen in front of a studio audience, but also we're going to, once the comedy clubs start opening up more and more, most comedy clubs, you can, you know, they have a kitchen, a full working kitchen.
Yeah.
So we thought we would take Something Smells Funny on the road. And if there's, you know, a famous comic that's headlining at one of the clubs in any of the cities around the U.S., we'll just take the show right there, and we'll do it in the kitchen with the cameras. And then when the show's over, the comic can take the stage and do some live stand-up. So we're going to take it on the road. And then the third aspect is to bring the comedian's wives on, like maybe Jim Gaffigan's wife or, Ray Romano's wife or any of the comics that are married, and just have a whole week with the comics and their wives. Because if anyone can ditch the dirt, it'll be the wives. You know, my wife can tell you some stuff that about me you don't want to know. So there was some great avenues to take this show, not only, like I said, just in front of a live audience, but also on the road, which was a great selling point for that. And it's just good family fun, you know, and people love the cooking shows and people love to laugh. So I figured, you know, why not combine the two? I actually came up with the concept in 2015, after I had my heart attack and I went to the hospital. I was okay. They released me like a day or two later and just have to take a pill every day. But other than that, I was fine. But I wasn't eating healthy enough, and I was starting to put on weight, and my lifestyle on the road. You know, when you're a comedian, you don't eat right, and you're on the road, and you do shows, and it's fast food.
Keep talking.
Or the client,
I think I just I think I'm getting disconnected. If you can hear me, hang on. Don't go anywhere.
I can hear you.
I'm waiting. Hang on.
I can
if
hear
anybody
you.
Can hear me, I think I'm getting disconnected in a second. And if that's the case, I'll be right back with you.
I can hear you. Can you hear me now? It's like a bad AT&T commercial.
I'm back. You there?
I'm back. Can you hear me?
Yes. No, it wasn't you.
It was me.
It's this damn thing keeps knocking me off. It keeps knocking me off. Oh, we made it through a half hour before it knocked us off, so that's good. But, I've complained about this, and they've told me what to do to change it. I've done everything they've asked me to do, and, I mean, it's got to be there's too many people on their broadband because it can't be. I don't get it. So I apologize to everyone listening. Scott, especially you, I'm so sorry. But, in case we get knocked off again, let everybody know again where they can find more information on you again, Scott, scottwood.com,
sure.
Facebook, and let everybody know.
Absolutely. You can call the office at 951-642-4165. That's 642-4165. You can check out the show on Tubi TV, and you can find out all the information by going on our website, somethingsmellsfunny.com. You can also check me out on Facebook at Mr. Punchline, on Instagram at King of the Clean One-Liners, and it's a number one in there, not O-N-E, but the number one King of the Clean One-Liners.
Right.
And if you're on Twitter, You can find me at Clean Comic. That's the at sign and Clean Comic. So I'm all over social media, but follow me, you know, get the like button going, and, you know, you'll be glad you did. But more importantly, tune in to Something Smells Funny on Tubi TV.
Right. More to come. More to come. Second season. Excellent.
More to come.
Congratulations.
And the Dry Bar,
yeah.
The Dry Bar comedy special. So just look for that. If they go to drybar.com, they'll see all the great funny comics that have already done their specials. And I think it has the information on there when mine, it was supposed to be January 18th, but that got pushed back, I think, till early February. But I will keep you, you know, I will let you know by phone call or text. And then next time, you know, you're on with some other guests or listeners, if you want to let them know that the Dry Bar special is out. Hey, one time you had Robert Wall. Remember Robert Wall?
Yeah.
Yeah,
on my show?
Yeah, you had the actor Robert W-U-H-L. Am I wrong about that?
I don't know. Oh, my God.
Remember, he was in the original Batman with Michael Keaton.
Yeah, if I did, and I don't recall, my apologies. Just Scott, we've had tons
no
of
worries.
Guests. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. I don't think so.
Well, I know you did because of you, you hooked him up with me, and he's going to be coming on the show as well. So we're super excited about that. That was, I think the last time I was on your show might have been before the pandemic.
Oh, it was way before then. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If he was, I apologize. I don't remember. Because I met you through Eileen Mayo.
Yeah, Eileen Hold the Mayo.
Right. Who I think is, if we think we're related somehow, some shape or form.
Yeah.
Which is
when
odd.
My dog
yeah.
found out that he looked like me, he hung himself.
Oh, my God. You're crazy. My God.
I know. Well, you know, my parents are cousins.
I have to figure out why I lost you on Facebook. A couple months ago, I don't know what happened. A bunch of people got blocked, unfriended, whatever you want to call it. And I guess you were in that group because I tried to tag you today and you didn't show up at all. And I typed your name and nothing came up at all. So I don't know what happened there. I'll have to look into that. That's for sure. Yeah.
That's
but
the
Robin,
story of
I'm,
my
I'm,
life,
I'm,
though.
Yeah. Me too. Right. Me too.
I mean,
but,
and my wife, you know, my wife says I'm on Facebook too much. So I had to unfriend her. So, and if
well,
this
your
keeps
wife
up,
knows best.
She's going to get blocked. I'm going to have to block if she doesn't stop leaving me alone.
Your wife knows best.
She does.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she's still with me, but it's big laughs. And you know, I'm also a magician. I don't know if you know that.
No, I did not.
Yeah. The other night I'm in the bedroom. I point to the bed. I tell my wife, this is where the magic happens. She disappeared. That's why
I answered you the way I did, because I knew you were going to say something funny.
Of course.
That's why I said, no, I did not, because...
Yes, really, tell me more. I'm surprised it's another joke coming from someone named Mr. Punchline, but...
Exactly. Well, listen, hey, you don't get that title without being the king of it, right? You definitely are Mr. Punchline.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, this is... You know what? I'm celebrating 33 years doing stand-up full-time, so very exciting.
Wow. Excellent.
Been a
excellent.
Great career.
We got to get you on Saturday Night Live. You ever auditioned for Saturday Night Live or ever considered it?
No, I never did.
Your entire career, you never considered going over to the city and doing an audition?
Yeah, I did, but I just never – I probably did think about it, and then I just probably
just
maybe –
never did it.
Yeah, I probably burped and then felt better. It's not like the Saturday Night Live of old, though, to be honest with
I mean,
a lot of the sketches start off a little strong, and then they kind of, you know, they kind of peter out there at the end. And so many times I still try to give it a chance. But there are some seasons that were a lot better than others. And so I don't know if Saturday Night Live would be my cup of tea. And then when they were doing Last Comic Standing, of course, they asked me to come on that one, but I had turned them down because I didn't want to do that one at all. So.
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
It was a
yeah.
lot of
well,
it was the first second season where they were all living in a house together and
yeah.
you couldn't have any contact with your family for as long as that one season was on and my son was real little at the time, just born, and I didn't want to be away from him for whatever it is, 3, 4, 5 weeks. And then plus, you know what, it was really later on it was better when they have the judges and you're on stage and you're doing your comedy and they kind of critique you and then you either move on from there, which is now the format for a lot of shows. But back then they were all living in a house together, all the comedians, and it was a lot of backstabbing and backbiting and you were supposed to say, well, I'm funnier than you and I challenge you. And you know how these reality shows are. They want you to talk. You know, they want you to talk bad about that guy or that comic girl, and you're funnier.
That's not you. Come on, give us some dirt.
Yeah, and so that's what they want. They want the ugliness of it. And to me, you know, all my dear friends, 90% of my friends are comics. We all love each other. We help each other out. And I don't think there's any reason to say, well, I'm better than you or you're not funny or, you know, and that was just it. But that's what the network wanted, and they called me when I was in Chicago doing a show. It was so weird because someone had got my number and they found me at a hotel. And it was during the afternoon when I was at the hotel, and that night I was doing a gig and the producer called me. We talked it over, but I just decided it was something that, in fact, I even turned down for years. I was doing the cruise ships. I did the cruise ships for 10 years, but then Carnival wanted me to get real dirty. And they had one of the main people call me at home and say, hey, you know, when we bring you back on, can you also do a rated R show, like at nighttime, like a 11 o'clock real nasty show? And I don't work nasty. I figure if I can do an hour show like all the greats that are funny, like Seinfeld and Jay Leno and Brian Regan and Jim Gaffigan and Ray Romano, you know, and so many more, that if you can do an hour show and they're just howling and there's no dirty – Why would I want to go ahead and do another show where I'm all dirty?
Right. Well, it's not necessary. It really isn't. You can be funny without being nasty or, like you said, dirty or whatever, you know, a lot of cursing or whatever. I mean, I can't help when I curse. It's the way I grew up. They're adjectives in my vocabulary. It's the way I grew up in Jersey here. But, you know, to do a comedy show, you don't have to be dirty to make people laugh.
No. And it alienates the audience, too, because now, you know, I can, you know, teenagers can come to my show, young adults, older people,
anybody.
The seniors.
Anybody.
Yeah, anybody. And they can all laugh. It's family friendly. And then they sell more tickets. They get more butts in the seats. And that means more money for the comic.
Right. I've been.
And who am I? Who am I, Joe, to say no to money? Who am I?
Who am I? Right, exactly. Who am I to? Speaking about Saturday Night Live, I've been finding myself watching a lot of YouTube on related to Saturday Night Live, where they only play the best of the sketches.
Right.
You know, the good ones. So if you're not into watching the entire show, you could always go to YouTube. And I mean, Kate McKinnon, she is just hilarious. Oh God, she's so funny. But, I wanted to mention that to you before that. That's where I watch usually my Saturday Night Live. I try to watch it on a Saturday night. I wind up passing out. I can't stay up that late anymore. I'm just so tired lately. I don't know what it is.
Right. You and me both. Like New Year's Eve, just a few weeks ago, I mean, you know, I had two shows, a 7 o'clock, a 9 o'clock. I was home by 11. We tried to stay up to watch the fireworks
on
TV. And you're out. When you're a senior, you're like, you know what? I mean, why? I'm not out partying and drinking, so.
Right.
You know.
Right. Well, it's the same thing for me. I mean, I forced myself to stay up at midnight. We all wished each other a happy New Year. I sent a few texts, and I was out. I crashed.
There
you know?
Go. Yes. At our age, we look forward to a good nap.
Oh man, yeah, that's the best, right? Oh, well,
you.
Scott, thank you so much for hanging out tonight. I appreciate it. And so glad we stayed in touch. And I got to catch an episode of Something Smells Funny. I mean, I've seen the trailer, obviously. So I got to go on Tubi and check it out because I really want to see it.
Well, everyone's talking about it. We're real excited about it. I mean, I just think I just love it. I think it's just a great show. It's fun for everybody. And again, a cooking show featuring comedians called Something Smells Funny. I mean, come on. Who? It's got to be a hit.
Yeah. Yes.
We can only hope.
Yeah, well, it is. I mean, look at the trailer. Just look at the trailer. That tells you right there. That's so much fun. It's packed in, what is it, a minute?
Yeah. The trailer, full of jokes.
Yeah. And, I mean, if the trailer is that funny, I mean, the rest of it's got to be hilarious. So I definitely, you know what, maybe I'll catch it tonight since I'll go make my 10 o'clock tea and I'll watch Something Smells Funny tonight.
There you go.
Sounds
and
like
I
a
would
plan
love to hear
to
your
me.
Feedback.
Yes, oh,
and get
I'm
the
sure
word
I'll
out
love
to...
it, Scott. I'm sure I'll love
well,
it.
Well, you're so sweet. Well, tell all your family, your friends, your enemies, the ex, whoever.
I will. Don't you worry. Everybody, Scott Wood. Scott, thank you so much, hon. It was great talking to you. And take care. Keep in touch. And I can't wait to watch it. And I have your number. You know that. And I'll text you or call.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much.
Right.
And love you, Joe. You take care. Enjoy the rest of your year. And be safe. Be safe out there.
You too. You too. Everybody, Scott Wood. Thank you, Scott. Take care, hon.
What a
thank
night.
You so
what a
much.
Crowd.
Yeah,
no
bye-bye, honey. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Scott.
Thanks.
And everybody, that's somethingsmellsfunny.com. Go check it out. Like I said, the trailer is hysterical. And Scott was here, oh, my God, it was before the pandemic, as he said. So it had to be at least 2 years ago. And he told us about this idea for his show, Something Smells Funny. It got greenlit. And he really is a funny guy, too. I mean, he didn't even go off tonight. I mean, I guess it was because I didn't pull it out of him. But, you know, if you hear him in his show, his stand-up show must be hysterical because when he goes off, he really does. And he's Mr. Punchline. He's got a joke for every line you say. He's got something for it. So, and if my mood didn't bring that out, my apologies. So, but great impressionist too. He does a lot of impersonations. And so you have to go check him out. SomethingSmellsFunny.com. Or, as he said on Facebook, Mr. Punchline, and then, what is it? It's cleancomic1.com, I think it is. What is it? I got it right here. I didn't write it down. I'm sorry, folks. Yeah, well, yeah, it's so funny. We took a, ironic, I should say. We took a little break. It's been a while that I've been on the air, but every show we've done the last few days have been comedians. And it wasn't planned that way, which is pretty cool that it turned out to be all comics. And here it is. King of Clean, the number one liners. King of the Clean, the number one liners. And it's Scott Wood. And go to somethingsmellsfunny.com. He's texting me now. he's a nice guy, Scott. He really is. And so much fun. So much fun. Anyway, I hope everybody's doing well, and I hope to be back to myself for February, get you some great guests up here. I just haven't been myself the last couple weeks, and I took a break, and sometimes when I take a break, my body says we kind of like this, you know, because it takes a lot to do a lot, and as you know, those of you who know me know I haven't been well the last 2 years since... being in a car accident. So it takes a lot out of me to do this, but I love doing it. And I love that you guys love it. And I'm going to have some great guests for you in February and haven't booked anybody yet, but I will. Don't worry. Once I put the word out that we're booking, we fill up in a day. So, and that's something I needed a break from. I needed to just relax with the phone calls, the emails, the, you know, it's just a lot. But I do love it so much. So what is today? Sunday? What do we got? What can we play for you guys? What can we close out with? I don't know. I don't know. All right. You know what? This will get me going. And it'll give us – it's 6 minutes long. So here, enjoy one of our former guests, Mr. Fred Schneider from the B-52s. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Scott Wood, take care. Bye-bye. Thank you. Applause Radio Show. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. See you soon.